Welcome to the Positive Communication Show with your host, Matthew Cooper, where crisis meets communication. Join Matthew on the journey of skills, techniques, and wisdom on empowering your communication and enriching your relationships. Matthew has been a student and practitioner of self-help skills and crisis communications for over 20 years. He owns Positive Control Systems, a crisis communication and intervention business, and teaches these skills to parents, teenagers, and professionals. Here is your host, Matthew Cooper.
Everybody, this is Matthew Cooper with the Positive Communication Show on Ohm Times Radio. Another Wednesday is before us. A wonderful show is also here before us. Thank you so much for those of you that are coming back and visiting again. Those of you that are new, welcome. Happy to have you. I wanted to go over a little bit of what it is that I do when it mentioned the positive control systems. What is that? What is my business? And what it is and why I do what I do when I talk about the communications and building relationships. That is a passion of mine. It's a passion because it's something that I have had in my own life that I have had problems with in the past. And I have learned to be able to work on these different areas of my life. Starting with the Positive Control Systems program. Positive Control Systems is a crisis intervention and crisis prevention training or series of trainings that I teach on different ways to communicate with people when they're in crisis mode and hopefully to prevent them from getting into crisis mode, because sometimes if you are doing this right, they don't get into crisis mode to the point where they're not able to be brought back out of it. Now, a crisis doesn't have to be a horribly bad thing. It can be something like, oh, I chipped a nail. I'm in crisis. Oh, what do I do now? It's not serious. It's still a crisis, though. It can be, I stubbed my toe and I want to be using these very colorful words to express how much it hurts. Okay, crisis. You vent a little bit, crisis averted. You go back to your world. If you got a little bit of a boo-boo on your toe, you get a Band-Aid, you're good. If you broke it, you go to the ER. Okay, these are crises. It's not just about avoiding a crisis altogether. It's being able to head one off from becoming a full-blown incident, which can cause life-altering or negative life experiences, I should say. So crises, we have them every day. It can be big. It can be small. It can be something as, what should I have for lunch? Believe it or not, that can become a crisis for some people. And what I teach are different skills and techniques helping people to understand when they're heading towards a crisis, as well as being able to recognize other people when they're also going into a crisis, some of the physical as well as the verbal things that they will do, body language, what are their voice tones, how are they communicating with you, as well as teaching basic, I call it basic, but it's just general communication skills, which almost are a lost art these days. Things like being able to read a person's facial expressions and body language. This is especially difficult for many men. Why? Because guys oftentimes are straightforward and they're blunt. If they see something, it should be very easy to recognize and they're good to go. Ladies seem to be more subtle, able to read a lot of the other information that's out there going on with the facial expressions, with the body language, and can also tell if a person's oftentimes under stress, where guys just say, oh, they're just having a bad day. No, there's something else going on. And so I blend all this information into a communications program, which also helps people to deal with a crisis if it comes up. I was called today from a facility up in Alaska. They're wanting to come to my training, and they have some challenges. They're dealing with people up in the middle of nowhere. Police are hours away, and their clientele are adults that I believe have some I think they mentioned some mental challenges, and some of them get violent. And when they're working to rehabilitate these people, to help them to work through these challenges and issues as they're lower functioning, if they try and damage you by picking up a shovel and trying to hit you, or being able to punch and scratch and bite and choke you because they're frustrated. They don't know how else to express themselves. They're angry and they want to lash out. This happens. It happens every day all around us. Many times it's a verbal lashing out. Sometimes it becomes physical. Sometimes it becomes so violent that people are killed. Look at the number of police officers that have been killed lately. Look at the other people who have had the desire to get some sort of a, I want to call it revenge, but it needs to be more than just revenge. They want to have recognition of their plights. So what do? They riot, okay? Or they picket, or they have a gathering of some sort, candlelight vigils. Whatever it is, they're going to gather and be able to express themselves and their opinions, their thoughts, their feelings. These are all areas that being able to be taught and trained in crisis intervention can help you to deal with these situations, hopefully head them off or avoid them. I've also not only worked with troubled youth homes, I've also worked with law enforcement, medical professionals, nurses, and doctors, etc., and teaching them these skills and hopefully helping them to make a difference in their practices and in the hospitals they've been able to work with the police officers and sheriff's departments as well, and being able to communicate with the different people in their areas, and then also even working with some military and ex-military, because these skills are universal communication skills. And what I like to do with my shows is to give you a little bit of an insight into what I am experiencing in my constant learning. I'm constantly learning and applying these skills and growing and becoming better at what I'm doing in life. Because to me, all behavior is communication. Everything we do, everything that we wear, the facial expressions, the way that we speak, the way that we gesture, all of this is communicating to those people around us. And so my question is, what are we communicating? And when I talk about the experiences that I have, especially dealing with, say, for example, my kids or relationships and how I've been able to work through and deal with them, I'm hoping that this gives you some ideas if you're going through similar challenges in your life and how you can hopefully be able to pull yourself through and move on to the next step and next level in your journey. To me, it's all about a journey. There's a great book. It's called If You Don't Know Where You're Going, Chances Are You'll End Up Somewhere Else. I'll have to get you. Ah, here it is. It's David P. Campbell. Great book. Simple book. Almost overly simplistic for those of us that are wanting deep down information, step by step, break it up. Yes. Oh, he doesn't give that to us. No, it's a theory. It's a philosophy. It's an idea of when we don't know what's going on, what we're planning on, where we're focusing on, there's a very good chance that we're going to end up somewhere else than we were expecting because we didn't know where we were going in the first place. That's a big issue. When I mentioned my own life experiences, something that I've been going through lately that I've been experiencing has been having ups and downs and really not knowing how I can deal with what's going on and how I can fix it. I was able to chat with one of my martial arts instructors. I have a martial arts school I go to, and it is my home away from home. They are my family. I love those guys and ladies. They are awesome. They treat me as if I am a brother and that I am a valuable part of the family, whether it's an older brother or a younger brother or a brother that's the same age. I feel like I am family when I go there. And this gentleman sat down with me for over an hour. And he's been in the military. He's had some of these challenges. And he recognized some of the symptoms that I was talking about. And he was able to bring them up. And I'm like, wow. Huh. I didn't see it from that perspective. I didn't recognize something that was right in front of me the whole time. And I'll talk about what some of those things were in just a second. But what I wanted to mention, hopefully to all of you, is that even those of you who may be professionals, you may be a coach, you may be a life coach or a mentor to someone, you may be a professional that works with corporations or different companies and organizations where you consult and you teach them, you show them this is what's going on with your business. There's a gentleman named Kirk Duncan. Kirk Duncan, he has a company called Three Key Elements. And going to one of his workshops for 3 days for his body language, I think it was his body language workshop, he was mentioning in there that he goes to his mentors and speaks to them. And he said that even those of us that help other people, and we do all these great things to help other people, oftentimes We can't see what's going on in our own lives because we're too close to it. Being able to have someone else that is seeing it from a distance, that knows you well enough, that's spoken to you, worked with you enough, that they can recognize some of these symptoms, can help you get back on your path. Sometimes it's just a friend. Sometimes it's a mentor. Sometimes it's going to be somebody like a parent or a grandparent, uncle, cousin, even a sibling. If they recognize some of these things, they can possibly help you get back on path. And that's what one of these instructors did for me. He helped me to realize why I was stuck in certain areas. You see, I've worked in personal development for so many years, working on myself, developing myself. Even one of the masters came in and when he heard the conversation, because he's also a very good friend. And he mentioned, you know what? Yeah, I look at what you've accomplished and it blows me away because you've done this and this and this and this and this and all these great things with your communication. And I'm not even close to that. And the point is that all of us are on different paths and we have made progress in those different areas. I love with my school, the school that I go to for my martial arts school, we talk about how when you are a teacher or a student, it's not that you're an expert in everything. No, it's only in something. Somebody is always going to be a teacher to you and you will always be a student to somebody else, even though you may be a teacher to others, because your skill, your knowledge is not omnipotent, omniscient. You don't know everything. What you do have is information that other people could use. Somebody else might be able to learn from you. And then they may also have some information they could also teach you and you could learn from them. And so that's the reason why I'm mentioning this, is we as experts, you want to call us experts in our field, in our endeavors that we use, we're not experts on everything. Sometimes we need to have someone we can go to talk to as well, to help us get back on track. And so it may be your pastor. It may be your priest. It may be another meditation or spiritual advisor. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be your therapist. Whoever it is, they're helping you to get back on track and figure out what may not be going as well as you'd like it to in your life. Stick around. Come back in just a few minutes right after the break.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on the Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Matthew Cooper with the Positive Communication Show on Ohm Times Radio. Really quick, how many of you have taken a look at the new Ohm Times magazine? On the surface, when you see it, it's laying on the table. It's on the surface. On the cover is Dane Heer, and Dane is an internationally renowned author, speaker, and works to help conscious change for people. He's had, if you will, a rough childhood, living in some of the inner city areas, having some rough issues, some abuse issues he's been able to be exposed to, and yet he has been able to come so far and do so much to change and transform people's lives as well as his own. Because to me, if we're not being that person first, it's kind of hard to be able to be that for somebody else. As Mahatma Gandhi says, we must become the change we want to see in the world. And so he has developed some different methods, some different transformational processes to help people to get unstuck and to move past themselves. So go ahead, take a look at the article, read through that. Another part that I also liked from the Ohm Times magazine, to me, relationships are great, not just relationships with other people, but also with yourself. And this it touched a chord with me. Before the break, we were talking about how some of the things that I've learned and I've been able to work with different instructors and masters in my life to be able to have the outside unbiased view of what's going on with me and with my life, where I might be able to make some different changes, and how those people that are professionals that usually have a certain focus, you've heard the expression before, you can't see the forest for the trees, okay, or you're too close to the problem to see what's going on. Same issue here. We are too close to what's happening and we need an unbiased opinion. Having somebody else to help us is a great way to do so. And what caught my eye with the Ohm Times magazine, the most recent article coming out here on this last Sunday, it says here, how to create balance for your life. And this is by Maria Khalif. Now, with Maria, she has a very short article, and yet it's also some good information. This was something much more expanded that I've been going through this last week in being able to help me understand that I need to be able to have balance in my life. And that's one of the things my master brought up. He says, are you familiar with our family symbol? And I say, well, yeah, I am. Okay, so you know how it looks like a star. Yeah, so just imagine, if you will, a star in your mind. And now imagine also a circle around that star. Okay, so if each one of those points of the star represent a part of your life, relationships, finances, personal development, spiritual development, and I'd have to double check and find out what the last one is, but being able to have those five different areas, I think there's mental, emotional, and spiritual, all these different connections that you're having within those five points. Well, if you get too far out in one side or the other, it stretches that circle and deforms it and pulls on the others until it actually turns oblong, almost like it's turning on its side, until it looks like a straight line. Well, when it's a line, you are so out of balance that you need to make some drastic changes in those areas that you're out of balance to find that balance once again. And that's one of the things that they mentioned to me, and it gave me that aha moment of, oh, I need to change some of these things. As I mentioned in the earlier part of the program, the earlier segment, that I have worked on personal development for so long. Yeah, I have. It's been a passion. It's been a focus ever since I got divorced about almost 9 years ago now. And with that divorce, that threw me off, and I had to try and find a direction in my life again. And the communications, the relationships aspect was a big part that really forced me into this. Because of that, I've written a couple of books. I have put together lectures. My business is regarding being able to learn how to communicate and create those relationships. And yet in doing that, I've also neglected other parts of me. And so my master mentioned, hey, these are some things that you might want to consider doing. He never tells you should do this. He always says, you might want to consider doing this. And in doing that, it gave me, like I said, that aha moment, which I was able to realize, okay, these are some areas that I need to do now. Some areas which I need to be able to begin working on, rather than still trying to improve me and make me a better person. Because I'm already doing great that direction. And if I let it coast with the energy it already has, I will continue to develop without having to put in the tremendous amount of work I've done in the past. And yet having balance in my life to be able to have other areas, relationships, for example, is one of those areas that I need to be able to develop more of. Do I know about it? Yes. Do I know how to use it? Oh, yeah. And have I used it in the past? Yes. And yet, doing so many things for self-development has helped me or caused me to be so good at so many things that there's been a loss of fulfillment in my life. That's one thing my master brought up. He says, it seems like there's a loss of fulfillment and satisfaction. And I'm thinking, whoa, I never realized just how much that is a powerful thing, that it seems that it's really getting to me that, yes, I have that loss or that lack of satisfaction. Not in everything, no. But overall, it just didn't seem to be as interesting and fun as it used to be. And the reason being is because I have, if you will, not quite maxed out, but getting pretty close to maxing out that part of my development without developing the rest of them so I can expand equally, if you will, and enlarge my abilities overall, enlarge my person, my personal space, my area of influence. If I do it in only one area, you can only go so far without the rest holding you back. In order to truly expand further, we must find balance. We must find physical balance, emotional, mental, all of these different areas. Being able to make those differences and make those changes in our life can make a huge, huge change in how we are able to be able to move forward and be able to truly find happiness, balance, peace, etc. All of these things. Does that make sense? Because to me, these hit me like a ton of bricks. And by being able to have this recognition of, oh, I need to make these changes so I can have this balance, wow, that could be a reason why I have made so much of an effort, as I mentioned, relationships just a few moments ago. I've made so many efforts to learn and be good with relationships that I have actually neglected other parts of myself in developing those areas so that the relationships could be fulfilled. In noticing that the weakness was there, it wasn't that the relationship aspect was weak. It was the other areas were preventing the relationship aspects from expanding and growing into what it needed to become for a strong long-term relationship. It's not always the other person. Okay, we both have something to say in how a relationship is going to go. I was feeling that it was mostly the other person. It wasn't me. And this helped me to take a much harder look at myself and realize, okay, I really have my own personal issues here. I really need to look at me and what I'm doing or not doing, and I need to change that in order to be able to have more happiness, more peace, and more fulfillment in my life. This is something that is very personal. Each one of us has to go through this ourselves. We can't expect somebody else to do it for us. Yes, we can have a therapist. Yes, we can have possibly a spiritual mentor or a pastor or somebody else who can be there for us to help guide us through the experience. And yet, it is our journey that we need to take, that we need to experience. Okay? This is our, if you want to call it, the refiner's fire. In order to be able to grow and truly find our true potential, we need to experience these difficulties and grow from them. Somebody had mentioned about a broken heart in the past and how it weakens you and it causes you to become unable to handle life. And I said, well, I can agree with that for a little while. Once you pick yourself up, though, and realize that you're still alive – and that you haven't died from that broken heart, then you can heal from it and it makes you stronger. Being able to love makes you stronger. Choosing not to love is actually weakening you. And I may have made a point with the last number of relationships I've had where I've tried to make that. And I don't like to use the word try normally, but I made those efforts. I left myself open to be hurt. Because earlier I had closed myself off to the possibility of being hurt and then also prevented those relationships from moving forward. And yes, you'll get hurt. Yes, you will get hurt. Your heart will hurt. You will be stronger if you are willing to move past it. Once I got back into the dating game, I was able to go online and I noticed an old girlfriend of mine. We had dated for, I think, close to a year. And I thought, oh, this is great. I could really have a long-term relationship with her. She was so different than I was, though. She was in a different place emotionally. She was in a different place in her communication style. If you're familiar with the Myers-Briggs psychological profile, I am an INTJ. And I'd have to go back and look at it to find out what the exact opposite would be. But she was the exact opposite. Where I'm logical and rational, she is very emotional and she's more empathetic. She's going to be feeling what's going on rather than being able to logically reason and rationalize through it. We had a great connection in that I was almost reading her mind. That was very helpful with the conversations we had because she didn't transmit a lot of verbal information. I had to intuit a lot of it. By understanding more of my own personal communication styles, the way that I am in relation, the way that I am able to make that difference with these people, with that person, for example, with this young lady, I could have had so much better of a relationship with her. By understanding my own self and where my own weaknesses are and where I need to be able to stretch and grow and to be able to find balance in my life, that can help when you're in a relationship with someone to find that equilibrium. I don't want to call it balance. I want to call it equilibrium because life is in constant transition. You're not going to have that perfect balanced state where everything is constantly sitting where it needs to be and it's pivoting on just one little spot and it's locked solid. It's not going to happen. Life happens. And so you're going to have one weight on one side going one way or the other, but you're going to have an equilibrium. If you have three or four of these going at the same time, you're not going to fall off to one side if you can find that equilibrium. Well, all sides are able to have some semblance of balance. Not quite balance, but some semblance. This is important because when you understand what your own equilibrium is, you're going to make a big difference when you can figure this out for your own life and how you can juggle more things or possibly go in a different direction than you were initially expecting and be able to find power in that. Be back just a few moments right after the break.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers. Live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour. Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Matthew Cooper with the Positive Communication Show on OM Times Radio. We've been talking about equilibrium in our lives. You can call it balance if you want to, if it makes you feel better. That's great. To me, balance is not quite the most accurate term. Our lives are like pendulums moving back and forth. And yet, when you have enough of them, these pendulums going back and forth, you tend to have interesting patterns that show up. I saw a great little video clip on YouTube. I want to say it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, where you had these physics professors that showed the students that, you know, even though you may have all of these metal balls, the ball bearings attached to strings going at once, you think that they're going to be able to move at the same rate. They don't. As a matter of fact, optically looking from one end straight on, you see that different patterns will emerge. And even though it looks like it may be out of synchrony, all of a sudden it starts to move in complete concert, one with another, and everything works out in harmony. Okay? And that equilibrium, rather than balance, it's equilibrium where all things are where they are supposed to be, to me is a very important part to have in our lives. And many times we can get out of balance, and I want to use that word deliberately, because you need to have a certain amount of a balancing act, and this is literally balance, between different portions of your life. As I was mentioning earlier, the Marshall family, which I practice and study with, we have a family symbol, which looks like a star surrounded by a circle. Not come on the outside of the star, but one that's inside from each one of the rays of the star, so that it is seeing the edges, the tips of the stars is poking out from around the edge of that ring. Well, with that being the case, when you have these different parts of your body or your life and development, for example, relationships or finances or spiritualism, when you take any of these too far, it stretches the entire ring out and the star out to where it's deformed and misshaped. And if you do it enough, it can even look like a straight line, because everything else has been turned on its side and everything else has been flattened, because you have stretched it so far that you're not able to progress in that one area any further without growing in another way. And so when they talk about being able to have this equilibrium, the star grows with you as you grow. As you grow, the ring and the star together will be able to expand, showing where you're able to reach out to, as long as you're keeping that equilibrium. If not, they will actually prevent you from growing beyond a certain point in any one area. And so in speaking with one of my masters yesterday, or a couple days ago, excuse me, and my instructor, one of my instructors also at the same school a couple days ago, they gave me some insights in how I can be able to begin changing what I'm doing. Now, one of which they said is, okay, when you're having these issues, when you're having these challenges, these problems, for me, they recognize, which I couldn't see for myself, that, as one of them put it, you don't find life satisfying. I do so many things so well that it almost becomes boring, because the things that I do in that area are only in one aspect of my life. I'm not working on other parts, just that one area primarily. So that helped me to understand, oh, I need to work more in these areas. Next, they mentioned that for fulfillment, you need to find more fulfillment in your life. Having kids, he says, okay, I understand you have kids at home, you're single dad, you're doing great with that. That is huge, and that's family. Okay, that's part of your family and the relationships, which is one of those legs, is the family. And you have really maxed that. You're doing great with it. You're a great dad to your 5 kids. You don't really need to push being even better, because you're already doing great. You need to do other areas so you can be better. You need to be able to expand into other areas, for example, the farther into, say, the finances, or in finding that relationship with someone to help me in my life, to be able to be a partner for me in my life. Those areas, instead of doing enough and getting by and being able to have some semblance of success, being able to turn away from the focus of, if we will, pulling the energy away from the other self-development areas where I'm so good in, and moving them into these so that they can blossom and grow into what they should. So that way the equilibrium, the balance, is being able to have between these different branches, these different arms of the star. Does that make sense? because to me it was a huge epiphany recognizing that each one of these rays of the star, each one of these arms of the star is reaching out and trying to grow with time, almost like a starfish, okay? And yet if you have part of that starfish being stunted on one side or restricted on one side, the starfish can only grow so far without being affected by that stunting of the growth. By letting the whole starfish grow together, you can expand further and further and further. Whereas by removing one of those, or cutting off partly, one of those arms, you're actually limiting your own growth. You're stunting your growth. And so they helped me to realize getting back into balance is being able to pull away from one area, which I found so hard to progress in. It was really interesting. I was wanting to work on my language skills, and I had to force myself. It would be weeks before I'd be able to take the time to even do some basics studying or listening to any audio programs, anything about it, because it held no satisfaction for me. There's no fulfillment in it. I was doing it just to do it rather than having a reason for it. Whereas being able to, for example, work on my workshops, I'm working on getting the people together. I just chatted with a group a couple days ago about doing this and finding a location. I have a location now for it as well, for my Empowered Parent Program. That is going to be key in being able to boost in another direction. My business, I love what I do. I want to expand in different areas, though, to be able to keep that fulfillment and that interest and that satisfaction rather than doing the same similar things over and over. And so when they mention these areas, like, I know I need to do that. I just haven't done it. It says, well, you need to do it. You need to take care of it. You need to get this going. What can you do today? What are three things you can do today that you'll be able to work on this to move it forward? And then what are the next number of things you could do? A list of 20 after that you'd be able to do small things, not big ones, small things. We talked on this show before about Kaizen, the Japanese principle of small incremental changes or improvements. And being able to make these small changes can be able to have large dividends very quickly. It builds up really fast without us even realizing it because we worked on that. Another thing that one instructor told me to do, which I really thought was quite novel, like, oh, okay, I'll try it. He said, you need to be able to have some momentum that you can build in these other areas. One of those areas is fitness. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not really that overweight. I have a little bit of muffin top around my middle, but I don't have the love handles. I have a little bit of skin there, but I don't have very much at all. My arms and legs, they don't look flabby. And yet I do have some extra that I could lose. My fitness, though, is not as well as it could, especially for the combat training that I do. So he said, okay, just take three goals. Just simple, three goals. You want to simplify everything down as simple as possible. He said, I want you to find three goals, and then I want you to make a point of doing those three goals every day for only 5 days in a row. That's it. Just for 5 days, then you can quit. But I want you to do those three goals for 5 days. And I said, okay, all right, okay. So I chose three goals, simple goals. I noticed I wasn't meditating as much as I should have. Okay, I'll meditate. How long? Just 5 minutes a day. And I found that it goes over from 5 minutes. Once you start, you have a hard time stopping sometimes. It's so wonderful. Another one was a fitness goal, being able to jump rope 3 minutes, just 3 minutes a day. And I found that once I started doing that, and once we do these other small goals, wow, bigger ones pop up. Today I was able to do probably close to 15 minutes of jump roping. You're like, what? Oh, how could you do that? Well, it's funny because once you get started on something and there's momentum there, that energy is like a river that carries you along. Don't stop. Keep going. Keep pushing. Keep moving forward. And you'll find that it won't be that difficult at all. Oftentimes, it's that first step. That first step. My kids talk about a video, Shia LaBeouf, or I think that's his gentleman's name. And he paraphrases or even quotes Nike's little wonderful statement of just do it in his own unique way. Just do it. Yes, just do it. Don't give me excuses. Don't say, I'll think about it. Don't say, okay, I'll get to it tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes, because that tomorrow then becomes today. Tomorrow is always on the horizon. It is never here. Because when it gets here, it's no longer tomorrow. It's now the now. So if we want to be able to make some of these changes in our lives, just do it. Just do it. Just make that commitment. Small things. That's the best part about Kaizen and those principles that I mentioned, the small incremental changes or improvements. We don't think that it has a big difference. We don't think it's going to make the big life-changing experience by just doing these little tiny things. Well, for those of us that have experienced these life-changing experiences, we can tell you, yes, the small things do make a difference. The same way that only a couple of snowflakes won't make a snowball or create an avalanche. But when those small things are compounded and they're brought together, and then more of those small things get together, pretty soon you have a building up of the snow until now there's enough for a snowball. And if it keeps going, eventually an avalanche. But it all starts from these smallest snowflakes. Our efforts are like those small snowflakes. We have to do something first. We have to have that buildup of these small things, the energy necessary to be able to have, if you will, the storage, almost like a foundation for building it in the future. We've heard all, I'm sure, about the law of attraction. Well, to me, the law of attraction is just sitting and waiting and wishing. It's hoping. The law of attraction needs to also have the law of action with it. So that way, when you are putting forth this energy of the law of attraction, when you add the law of action to it, now you are telling the universe not only, hey, I want this, you're saying, I want this, and I am now doing something to get it. When you take that effort, when you make that motion, that movement, you start a wave in front of you. That wave is a power that now spreads out based on what you are doing with that right mental attitude. By keeping it up, you will make things happen. You will change your life. Stick around. Be back for the final segment in just a few moments.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. This is Matthew Cooper with the Positive Communication Show on Home Times Radio. The last segment. Yes. Alrighty, we are on the final stretch. Been speaking about the different aspects of how we are able to, if you will, improve where we're at. I was talking about how on the most recent Home Times magazine, there was an article about being able to find balance. And when we create balance, this is by Maria Khalif, with her talking about how creating a master plan for our balance and then being able to figure out where we are, what we're doing, and what areas of our life are overworked. It's kind of like a bodybuilder who gets so focused on one muscle group that all the rest of them are left tiny and shriveled except for that one muscle, which is huge and giant. And by being able to focus too heavily on one area of our life, we become overloaded. We become almost like waterlogged, flooded with all this ability, and yet it's also stagnating because we can't move further. Other parts of our life are not in harmony with those, with that expansion, if you will, in that area, and we need to have other areas to balance it out so that way we can have that equilibrium where we can now have this movement forward, this wave. I mentioned right before the break about the wave that is generated when you apply the law of attraction and the law of action together. These two, to me, are oftentimes presented as being incompatible. We're in America. Come on. We want to have everything fast and free. Well, at least with a little payment as possible. We don't want to have to pay for anything if we don't have to. We want it given to us, especially by the government. Yay, government, you can give it to us. What about being able to do it for ourselves? I mean, spiritual enlightenment does not come in a pill. I'm sorry. DHT, yeah, it's a journey, but it is not the answer. It gets you moving toward that direction. I don't care if it's coming in the form of a smoked substance. I don't care if it's in a substance on a little tab of paper or a little stamp. I don't care if it's in mushrooms. Okay. Psilocybin, great stuff. All right. Yeah. Whatever. Whatever you want to use to get as your vehicle to get to where you're looking for, great. I don't care if it's a ham sandwich. Whatever it is, it's going to get you there. Fantastic. However, you need to put the effort in, the work in, to be able to make that vehicle work for you. And if that's your business, if that's your family, if that's the relationship you have, if that is being able to choose to work out in a certain way, your physical body, great. Each of these requires work on your part. That is the law of action. All right, you have this law of attraction, which is those things which you think about and be able to hold in your mind, you'll be able to receive. The universe will give them to you. And to me, that is only part of the equation. If you want to be able to take it further, you need to also utilize the law of action. Okay, I believe there is quite a nice book. I think some of them refer to it as the Bible. I'm paraphrasing a scripture that says, faith without works is dead. What does that mean? I mean, you can have all the faith in the world you're wanting, and yet it is the works that get you further. I'm not saying that grace is not involved, no. But the works are also important, because if grace was all you had to do, you wouldn't make any more efforts. Because why? Because all the work's done for you. Why should you make any more effort? Why should you put any more effort into your life? Ah, but then we have these enlightened masters who have gone before us to become examples to us. And from my perspective, these enlightened masters, they weren't only in one aspect of their life. It wasn't the only thing they did. It was more than one thing. So many of them had an occupation at some time in their life. They developed. If you look at, for example, look at the Buddha, okay? Siddhartha Gautama. Siddhartha Gautama, he was first raised as a prince. He decided to leave and become an ascetic. And once he became an ascetic, he said, okay, I've had enough of this eventually. And he became enlightened, and he then went on to have other things that he would do. He moved beyond where he was. It was not allowing him to move any further. He noticed, sitting under the Bodhi tree, that all of these different individuals who were going through the extreme fasting or being able to have other different, if you will, tortures on the human body that they were self-inflicting, it was not taking him where he wanted to go. And it was then, or soon after, that he realized, ah, there is something different here. And his life changed. His life changed. So understanding that life, it may start out one direction, but we can sometimes only learn so many lessons from one direction before we need to move into another. I have a very good friend of mine who's just moving back into Colorado. She was living in Ohio for a while. And she started out, when I understood, she started out, I believe she was Catholic when she was younger. And then she became Hindu. And was able to work with these different Hindi practitioners and different, if you want to call them masters, enlightened masters to work and learn from there. And then she's progressed into Native American spirituality and now is travels all across the United States being able to do different dances and rituals and working with the Native American tribes. And she's very well respected. And she's not Native American. She's a white lady. And yet her spirit is tuned in a different way. She is a spiritual warrior. She discovered early on, and she's – here's the great part. She – her background is as a biochemist, okay? Science, 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 science. But science only took her so far. And then she had to move away from that into the spiritual realm and begin to work in that aspect. And now she's balancing her body and her mind and her spirit out that way by choosing to move into different realms that she had not developed before. Which is why also I was mentioning being able to have these different areas, the relationship area, the family, your spiritual, your finances, your physical body, all these different parts. If you are not having some balance in your life, you will not be able to have health. Now, I'm not talking about physical health. I'm talking about mental and spiritual health. Because if you have physical health, but your mental and spiritual effects are – there's a paucity. There's a lack. There's a poverty, a famine, if you will, of those. Where's your happiness? And so being able to have that balance is able to bring us, not just me, not just you, but us as a people, as a race, as humankind together. It's able to bring us together because we are now balancing our minds and our spirits with our bodies, with our relationships, with our life. And we're having a life now. We're having one which allows us to be fulfilled, one which is satisfying, which we can have love. And we can have growth. Does that mean we're not going to have hardships? Absolutely not. We're going to have issues. That's life. And yet we will have the tools and the mindset necessary to be able to work through those and to be able to continue to move through our life, growing and becoming more, evolving and becoming better. This is my goal. I'm not saying everyone has to follow it, but it's something that I choose to follow for me, making it so that I am not going to stop growing. I'm not going to stop learning. I'm not going to stop being something more so that way I am constantly becoming stronger. I'm constantly becoming happier in every area of my life. It's all too easy. One of my college classes recently. I've gone back to college and working on finishing my bachelor's degree, which I'll be done with in February, and then working on my master's degree. Yeah, I'm 43 and I'm going back and doing that. Why not? Tell me, am I too old? Absolutely not. My point in this is, what can we do? Where can we go? Who is telling us we can't do something? Are they holding us down? Have they stapled us to the floor or tied us to duct tape or done something else equally to keep us from achieving our dreams? Or is it our own fears? Is it our own issues that we're allowing to keep us from moving forward, holding us back? I have to quote Shia LaBeouf again. Just do it. Just do it. And that's hard. I know it's hard. I've been there. When you get in a funk, I call it a funk. It's not, well, you could say, some people say, oh, it's depression. I like to avoid that term unless it's a clinical issue. I like to say it's a funk. Why? Because I can crawl out of it. Give me a little time, I can get over it, and I can move on. When, to me, when a person really has depression, it's bad and they need some assistance. They really need some outside help. I'm not saying that all of us couldn't use some help sometimes. We can. And yet, in having this funk that I get into occasionally, I've listened to one of my favorites is Timothy Ferris. Love the guy. And he mentions he gets in the funks too. He doesn't even want to get out of bed. He doesn't want to talk to people. He wants to pull the blankets over his head and stay there all day. Some days. Other times he'll get up late. Whatever it is. And he talks about how he's not unique and neither are we if we get into these funks sometimes. But it's choosing to move past them that allows us to move forward and to find our greatness. It's there. It's inside of us. As we make these efforts, as we do these things, we are creating a wave of power in front of us. Let's ride this wave. Ride it and find our greatness. And as Mahatma Gandhi says, become the change you want to see in the world. Because if you don't, who will? Who's going to make that step if you're not willing to make that step first? This is Matthew Cooper signing off. I will see you next week.